Just past 3 p.m. here in the Hudson Valley, and you're listening to Red, White, and Blue Saturday Afternoons with Uncle Mike right here on Hudson Valley Country 107.3 WRWD. And I've had a lot of great guests over the years in the studios, but one of my favorites, and I have been in here for a little while, but the Ghostbusters are here. How you doing, guys?
Hi there.
How you doing, Uncle Mike?
Pete and Matt. Matt is one of the co-founders, and I know the last time we did the show together, we had a lot of fun. But you really are, you're the Ghostbusters. You're the Hudson Valley Ghostbusters, but you are the Ghostbusters representatives here in this part of the, you know, this part of the country in the Hudson Valley. How did that all come about?
It actually came about when, about 2017, I've been a lifelong Ghostbusters fan, and I decided to take that kind of love and channel it into something good. I put decals and stuff on my vehicle for Halloween and everything and got a lot of attention, so I'm like, maybe we can do something with that. So 2018, we formed as a official group and became a 501c3.
And now I remember last time you were here, you're sanctioned by the studios and by, you know, you've got all the copyrights taken care of. So you're officially part of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, we're officially recognized by Sony Pictures and their division Ghost Corps, which handles all their Ghostbusters IP. So as long as we don't make money off their franchise, they're fine with us doing it. They support us fully.
And that's another important part about this. Both Pete and Matt, this is they're a 501c3. We were talking about the pin that Pete has on, but that's what you're all about. This is a not for profit charity that's raising money for all kinds of great activities and great organizations here in the Hudson Valley. And why don't you just give a couple places you've been? I know you just had an event last week. You said you were at, right?
Actually, yeah, we were at the Westchester Children's Museum in Rye, New York last week. We did their Westchester Wednesday along with Access, was it?
Access.
Yeah, Access. So we read stories to kids. They did some coloring sheets. And actually, we're going to be doing a bit more with Westchester Children's Museum this year.
I know you have a lot that you do, especially in the warmer months. Obviously, it's harder, and we've had a little bit of a tough winter this year, which made it worse. But it's really cool. They are the Ghostbusters. Their backpacks are sitting on the floor here, and they're blinking, and they're ready to go. And they have their uniforms on, and I know the vehicle they have is still the pickup you have, or is it a...
Still sitting right out the window there.
We're going to put some pictures up on our Facebook and all our internet so you can see it. But it's a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, the kids really have a great time with you, but there's a lot of adults that are big Ghostbusters fan. I love the first one especially. I think Bill Murray is hilarious. A lot of people don't get his comedy, but I do. And they had a couple of
legacy sequels.
Yeah, sequels. That's the word I was looking for. And they've all been good as well. And they changed the cast in some of them, but the premise has always been the same. And it's funny no matter how they package it. So over the years now. You've been doing this for 7-8 years almost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we celebrated our 8th anniversary last year, so we'll be coming up on nine years in August.
So that's a lot of years of having fun and raising lots of money for different charities. Give us, and one of the things, by the way, we've been talking about on the airwaves here, the 28th annual Polar Plunge is coming up, and you guys are going to be at Heritage Park doing your thing.
Yeah, I guess we'll start with that one because that one's coming right up. Saturday, the 28th, we're going to be at Heritage Financial Park. We'll be there raising money for Special Olympics. We've already done a double good popcorn fundraiser sale where we already raised some money for Special Olympics. And they talked some of us into doing the plunge in uniform.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I'm trying to figure out if Rascal is going to plunge or not. I don't know.
I don't know. That seems like an expensive suit.
But he's going to be there, pushing people in probably is what he'll be doing.
Probably. Yeah, I'm jealous that you have the red parka because I don't, and that is going to be one cold day.
I might warm up by then.
Yeah, we got a little time yet. That's the last weekend of this month, so... But, you know, things like that are really cool. I mean, you're raising money for the Special Olympics. And if you've ever met any of the Special Olympians, this is it's just like the Olympics. It's the same thing. These kids train they're adults that do it as well. They train all year long like the Olympians. And I think it's even cooler because most of these people are not athletes. They have jobs that they work at, and yet they still train and they still compete. And it's very competitive, the Olympics as well. So it's really cool that you're raising money for them. Pete. So you were pretty funny when we sat down, and you said you were just somebody that came along. And
that's actually pretty much how it happened. I was working from home. This was, you know, pre-pandemic, pre-pets, pre-kids. And I was just like, I need something to get out of the house with. And I reached out and found Matt on GB Fans, and the rest is history.
How many are in your crew?
Oh, I think close to 30 now.
30?
Yeah, and we have a bunch of applications that we have to go through and interview more people to bring on.
Wow, that's amazing. That's cool. That's great that it grew like that.
If you want to apply, hvgb.org.
Yeah, again, we'll give that all the time. Hvgb.org is where you can find out everything about the Hudson Valley Ghostbusters and where they're going to be. What else have you got coming up?
Oh, coming up, we have, we'll be in Beacon for the Beacon Parade of Green this year again. We'll be back at Westchester Children's Museum for their Slime Fest. That is the 15th of March.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up April, we have a couple, I think we have Stillwater Library up in Stillwater, New York. Yeah. And then we have a couple of Comic-Cons, and our calendar is still getting filled up.
So. Don't forget Kids Expo.
Yes, all right. We have Kids Expo up in Albany. That's one of our huge events.
Wow.
That's first weekend of March?
Yes, first weekend
of March. Well, that's not that far away. I mean, that's coming up. And again, hvgb.org, it's all on there, all the appearances.
You can find our calendar.
And how to apply to become a Ghostbuster. I'm sure there's qualifications and there's all kinds of things they've got to go through to become Ghostbusters, no?
Yeah, we have a small list of, questions we ask, and we just sit down and talk to people for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, just to get a feel for them.
I always think of when they hired, who was the actor that they hired?
Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson. If you had that'd be kind of funny if you had somebody like an Ernie Hudson that showed up.
Well, actually, on the application, there is the question that Janine asked him, do you believe in UFOs, all that. We put that question on the application, so we do gauge how people answer that.
That's pretty cool. That's really cool. Again, I'm in the studio with the Hudson Valley Ghostbusters, Pete and Matt are here. They're going to stay with me through break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how the Ghostbusters operate and what they're all about. This is Mary Chapin Carpenter. I take my chances, and I'll finish my conversation with the Ghostbusters coming up next on Hudson Valley Country.